Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on list.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
Well, the iconic San Francisco ferries are essentially on life support. The Bay Area News Group reports that per-person ferry costs soared to more than $300 in some cases during the pandemic, and that ridership still hasn't rebounded to pre-COVID numbers. So for more on this, we're joined on the KCBS Ring Central Newsline now by our insider, Phil Mateer. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to us. Phil, are these transit agencies that run the ferries in danger of running out of money?
Well, it depends. It's like one of those things like it's like one of those cartoons. What's going to happen first? Are you going to get to the finish line before the big thing falls down on you? They are in danger of running out of money because it costs a lot of money to run them, and we just don't have the passengers. But the passengers are returning. The question is, are they going to come back in time? As you pointed out, you know, the cost of ferries is pretty expensive, you know, and when you launch boats that hold up to 450 people, and there's only one person on it or two people on it, it costs as much to run that boat with two as it does with a couple of hundred. So the result that at the height of the pandemic, or let's say a trip to Sausalito was, you know, $343 and one person on it, two people on it, maybe a half a dozen. To Vallejo or the East Bay, $117. Now, passengers are coming back, so the subsidy has dropped down, and now it's about $44 and $33 for the East Bay. It's an interesting phenomenon because, Melissa, I was talking with Dennis Mulligan this morning. He's the head of the Golden Gate District Transit District that runs the ferry service to the Marin area. And he said the biggest comeback has been in tourists and recreation, and that they're having to add boats for weekends, for bicyclists, for tourists, and people going to the Giants game. And that's helping to stave off the wolf at the door until the commuters come back. But the big question for all the ferry services is, will they come back, or are we going to reach a plateau of, say, 50% and then have to learn to live with that?
And what could the agencies do, the transit services do, if we have to live with that?
Well, a couple of them are talking about actually reducing fares. You know, initially, we see BART doing that, and the East Bay Ferry Service is trying to look into that to try to bring people back on, say, make it more attractive. Golden Gate thinks that the people are going to come back, but, you know, it's the high-income earners that often take these ferries that are working remotely. And the third fallback possibility, which is sometimes is the inevitable, is you reach into more toll money, or they come knocking on your in my door and saying, we need a little more money, you know, for taxes in order to keep the planet clean and the boats running. Ships ahoy.
All right, Phil, we thank you. That is our insider, Phil Mateer, who will be back at 5:50 this afternoon.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.